From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. On the line with me is Frank Scott Jr., a potential mayoral candidate who's also involved. We heard from Warwick Sabin yesterday about exploratory committees being challenged by the city attorney and Mayor Stodola. Thanks a lot for your time today.
Thank you so much, Jacob. I really do appreciate the opportunity to visit with you and your listeners.
Yeah, and your complaint from your legal team, your counter-complaint, is a little bit different than Mr. Sabin's. Why don't you explain it?
Yes, what we've done, like State Representative Sabin, we did file a motion to dismiss the lawsuit. But in addition to dismissing the lawsuit, we also filed a preliminary injunction slash a counterclaim against the city of Little Rock because we firmly believe that the city is infringing on my First Amendment rights as well as my exploratory committees and the citizens of Little Rock as it relates to free speech.
Now, the mayor seems to be distancing himself from this. He won't even comment on it publicly anymore, deferring to the city attorney as if it's sort of a bureaucratic technical matter that he's separated from. But you put out a statement putting the mayor in, you know, plain sight.
Yes, this has been the mayor attempting to silence me and anyone else who's interested in engaging in the public debate over the Little Rock's future. I would say that the mayor is utilizing the city attorney, Mr. Tom Carpenter, and the city board of directors as a proxy. This is a clear and evident event as a result of my exploratory committee into this race, really just trying to share a message of potential and that it's time to understand different ways and different things to move our city forward.
Circling back around to that original language and the complaint that you filed against the city for the First Amendment reasons, some nations have laws, England in particular, I think, where election cycles can only be a certain length because they think it's beneficial for society to limit it to that time period in terms of people focusing, to limit the year-round fundraising type of stuff like that. Do you have any sympathy for those type of laws, which the city, I guess, in the original spirit may have been to limit that to you can only really start campaigning until June 1st?
Well, I definitely first want to make certain that I share the same concerns that many have about the coercive effect of money and how that can be affected in politics. And I do believe that the city of Little Rock and the board of directors at that period of time in 1997, as well as Mr. Jim Lynch, who led that campaign reform movement, had very good intentions. But many times, certain things can have good intentions that create unintended consequences. And I do firmly believe the unintended consequence of those campaign reform ordinances that were put in place in 1997 has created what I would think is more of a incumbent protection law. Here in Little Rock, it's my understanding that we are the only city in the entire state of Arkansas that limits potential candidates and candidates from fundraising and sharing their message about why they're trying to run for city office to 5 months. I do believe with us being the capital city, the largest city in the state of Arkansas, a city of 200,000 residents, I think it's prudent that the city would want to have candidates more time to share their message with the entire city. We have a city that has very many different communities within our own city. Heck, I was 23 years old before I even realized what Hillcrest was, and I was born, raised, still reside in Southwest Little Rock. And so I think we have to have an opportunity more than 5 months. I do think somewhere a year or at least 2 years opportunity to share that message is something that's prudent to make certain that our city is engaged and knows exactly what they're getting when they elect an elected official.
This ordinance also calls for Mayor Stodola or any incumbent to give up any turnover or surplus campaign funds from the previous election cycle, yet the mayor seems to have $78,000 on hand from his previous cycle. But your exploratory committee has outraised that, as has Warwick Sabin's. Do you feel the advantage has shifted now, where you perhaps have an unfair advantage in terms of having more financial support?
Well, I think it's hard to have an unfair advantage when you're dealing with an incumbent. When you have a mayor or any other official that have incumbent, certain things come naturally as you're an incumbent, so I don't think there's any shift so far at all. But again, I'm a firm believer if you're going to stand on one issue, you have to stand on the entire issue. So I would definitely think the mayor should have released or returned back his nearly $80,000 as to be in compliance with the same city ordinance that he's calling a foul with myself and Mr. Sabin.
I've been speaking with Frank Scott Jr., potential mayoral candidate for Little Rock. Thanks a lot for your time today. This is the first time we've had you on air personally, which is a lapse that I should apologize for, but thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Well, I definitely, again, want to make certain that I appreciate you giving me this opportunity, and also just to share with the listeners the reason why I'm exploring this run for mayor of Little Rock. I want to make certain that our city reaches its full potential, and I think it's time that we started challenging the status quo on issues and areas of our city that's been holding us back from our true future. And I think we get there by focusing on unity, and unity not necessarily from a lofty standpoint, but unity from a standpoint of making certain our city moves from being disconnected to connected and focusing on policies that intentionally unify our city to make certain that we're speaking with one another. And then in addition, the unity focus on true job growth in our city, making certain that we take care of the existing entrepreneurs and investors of this city, to make certain that they know that they have a support system here, but also while recruiting new companies and make certain that this is an economically vibrant city for all. And so that's the reason why I'm exploring this run, because I want to make certain that we reach our true potential by focusing on unity and growth. And we have to start with these issues right now that are holding our city back and address them face on as we move forward to become forward-thinking individuals.
All right, well, we'll see how this works its way through Pulaski County Circuit Court. Frank Scott Jr., thanks a lot for your time. I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.